It's the number one station in upstate, 96.3 104.5, and you are tuned in with the People's Champ. It's DJ Montana right now, and I'm sitting here with a very special guest, man. The newest member of the Block family and your girl's favorite, DJ.
Hey, got your girl favorite, man, DJ E Money. Salute to all the people. Salute to you, Montana, definitely, man. What's going on?
Hey, I got to say this real quick, man. Your girl favorite DJ. I don't like DJs that go by that, man. Because you're not my girl favorite DJ. It ain't going down like that. I'm going to let you know on top.
I don't know what they use it for, man. I've been using that thing since I was like 17, 18 years old, man. So it is still with me. I really got to change it, man. To a point, I'm getting older, so I think I need to change it to something else.
How did you come about with that?
Man, I always been a ladies man. I'm going to be honest with you. So I've been a young boy. And, And where I go, my fan base was like girls. Mm-hmm. They was like crazy about me, man. So I was like, hey, I'm his girl favorite DJ, his girl favorite DJ, and his, you know? So.
And then it don't help that you light skin either. You know, you already think that you get me and
Drake,
everybody.
Man, Drake my brother, man, so you know.
And Drake ain't your brother, shut up. All right, so E-Money, your girl's favorite DJ, where you from?
I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. I'm right here in the upstate, man, where I'm from, right here in the upstate.
Okay, born and raised?
Yeah, born and raised, man, right here in the upstate. Been here my whole life, pretty much. I just recently came back from Charlotte, North Carolina, mm-hmm. but, yeah, definitely from Greenville. I got family in Trenton, New Jersey, too, so back and forth like that. But Greenville, South Carolina, period.
Okay. So how long have you been DJing?
Man, roughly like 12 years, right mm-hmm. around about 12 years, going on 12 years. I know at least 11 to 12 years, but it's been a minute now, man.
See, I ain't even realize it's been that long.
Yeah,
what made you get into it?
Well, I actually been loving music since I was like a kid. I actually love a lot of 80s and 90s music was my thing. My uncles, cousins, my mm-hmm. father, like they listened. My mom, too. They listened to a lot of like old school music. So I was like, damn, I love this. Yeah. I like the beats, really. And like what they were talking about then, even though I didn't know what they were talking about. And then now, you know, and it just stuck with me from then on. And then I would try to like go to my aunt's house, throw little parties. I would try to like put CDs in, like I was a DJ. Didn't really know what I was doing, but you know, I just always loved music, so it just stuck with me. So when I got a chance to get with it, man, I just kept going with it.
Now that's something that I can definitely say about you, man. Like whenever I've ever heard you spin, you gonna take the people back. You gonna give them a little bit of new stuff. Like you're very versatile. Like you can play anything. I don't think I've ever heard you in a situation where you couldn't give the crowd what they wanted.
Yeah, with that being said, man, like I'm trying to get back to that, to be honest with you. What I mean by that is just getting back to that attitude, like, man, they gonna listen to this.
Yeah.
You know, I've always had an attitude like, man, I'm gonna play this, I don't care, they don't like it or not. And they just would rock with me. And my voice was very demanding, so they're gonna rock with it. But now it's kinda like, as you know, the club scene is changing mm-hmm. a lot. So the music it's a little like more of like a lot of the younger hip hop. So you're not getting a chance to play the Tupac's, the Biggie's as much. But I don't care. You book me, I'm giving you a little bit of all that.
Do you feel like it's going to be more challenging than it was then to be able to play whatever it is that you want to play?
I mean, maybe for some people, not for me. Because I'm going back to me. You like it or you don't type thing. But, you know, man, I really, I just love that feel, man. Like, I just feel like when you're in a party, a hit is a hit.
Yeah.
You know, it's always be a hit. So I feel like you should be able to play those hits regardless. Yeah. Now, it do depend on where you at sometimes, too. You know what I mean? But I definitely feel like that, you know, we should, as DJs, period, you should be able to, you know, play the hot stuff, but also be able to play the old stuff. You know, so, yeah, I'm getting back to that. I don't think it'll be hard, man. I'm going to make it easy for everybody. I'm going to start the music. Hey!
So you'll definitely say, you as a DJ, you got to talk to these people. You can't just throw it on like...
Oh, no, you got to talk to them, bro. Like, you really got to lead them into the... Unless you have a good hype, man. Mm-hmm. Unless you just blending out of control and they just know that's what you're going to get them. Mm-hmm. You got mad drops. Other than that, man, you got to kind of talk these people into what's going on because really they don't know what's going on unless you tell them, really.
Yeah.
You know, you control them, but... it's kind of hard. I ain't gonna front.
and I mean, you just mentioned drops. I gotta say, but I'd always told you I hate your drops because I swear they like the best drops ever, man.
Hey, man, I gotta get out to my homegirl, Shy, man. Like, she used to be like my manager, my slash assistant, man. And she used to like, she would do like all my trials. Mm-hmm. Like actually, we about to link back up now because I told her I need some new ones.
It's time to start fresh.
It's starting fresh, man. Like, you know, especially coming on to the radio situation, man. Need some new ones.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely about to get with her in like a little bit. I'm actually gonna put on with everybody else too, man. They can have her too, man. She got a voice for it, man. Yeah. Like I told her.
She got a voice for it.
Yeah, she got a voice for it, but she make me like, huh? So yeah, definitely, man. Big ups to her for that one, man. I really appreciate that, definitely.
All right. So who are some of your idols that you had coming up as a DJ?
Man, first and foremost, man, I'm going to be honest, Jazzy Jeff.
Okay.
I'm going to say that because people are like, man, that's just a normal name to say. But mm-hmm. not really. I actually seen him on a YouTube video. This mud had the turntables talking, basically, bro. Like, it was crazy. Like, it was just like, they do that? Like,
yeah.
I kept replaying it like, how in the world did he do that? You know, him, man, he was like my biggest influence when it came. Kid Capri too, though. I like Kid Capri more or less because he talked a lot, like me. That's my mm-hmm. that's kind of me. So, you know, Jazz ain't even doing a lot of talking, but Kid Capri gonna talk you into everything he gonna play. So I will say he was a big influence. I still listen to him to this day. Like listen to some of his mixes.
Yeah,
listen to some of the stuff that he say because you be like, bro, he just say that. The crowd still rocking.
Mm-hmm.
Another dude. He I didn't grow up on him, but like I just recently started listening to him maybe like a couple years ago. SNS. And he do a lot of talking too.
Okay,
like he get to it. Like I like a lot of people, like people who do what I do as mm-hmm. far as like it's DJs out here, but a lot of people don't do what I do. Like I tell people all the time, crowd control is what I do. So
that's what I was gonna ask. So what is it that your girl's favorite DJ do?
Crowd control, man. Like I love to, I don't know that response. Like really, I just like being able to tell people like, yo, mm-hmm. this is why I'm playing this. You know, I want to give you everything. So if you hear me. Or if you come in a club while I'm DJing, mm-hmm. just know that you're going to get everything. So let me talk you through it. I know sometimes it might be a much, but let me talk you through it because I'm going to get you right. We're going to tell a story. So
I'm going to hold your hand through this. We're going to have a good time.
I'm holding your hand. But if you nervous or you scared, I got you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
So tell me a little bit about Heavy Swag DJs.
Because
I know you had that a few years back and – I mean, when you had Heavy Swag DJs, that's when I was coming up, and that's all I was hearing about, Heavy Swag, DJ E Money.
Hey, but we was killing it, man. I mean, you know, it kind of like one of those things, man. Like, I just did an interview maybe like a year ago talking about this situation, but just more or less like, it was a group started with me and DJ Brand.
Okay.
We started the group because, you know, we were just young and in charge at the time. We was kind of doing our thing.
Yeah.
And we felt like we didn't want to be followers. We want to do our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we made this group and we recruited like not only DJs, we had security, we had promoters.
Okay.
We had like a whole team of people. And we started winning, man. And I think like the success of everybody just wanting to be their own person kind of like got in the way of it. You know how you had that super group
mm-hmm.
where you got the star singer kind of get like, man. Well, I ain't gonna say I really got like that. I feel like I really wanted to help a lot of people, and I felt like I probably was a little arrogant because I was young and out of control.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of felt like everybody wanted to do their own thing. Like nobody wanted to follow the direction that we had. Like the direction was, okay, I get on, mm-hmm. then this person in line next, he get on, and nobody ever like, nah, I'm ready to get on now.
Yeah.
I can do what you're doing right now. So it kind of ruined the group, man. But I mean, I've gotten like mad texts and calls here lately from a lot of the members, like original members, mm-hmm. like, yo, let's put it back together. I'm telling them, like, man, let's do a new name or something, man. Like, Heavy Swag was just Heavy Swag. It's been there. You can't recreate that.
Yeah,
like, it's like having a bad boy, you know what I'm saying? If Diddy stopped it right now, he couldn't go back mm-hmm. and recreate that. That's just what that was. So, I mean, I just think we were young. We was just out of control. But, man, we was doing it. We was doing
y'all
it,
y'all was
bro.
Doing it.
We was everywhere, bro.
Because, like
was...
I said, Heavy Swag, that's all I heard. E-Money, that's all I heard.
Oh, yeah, man. We was killing it, bro. Like... It was like, bro, I just said tripping, like, but we had some time. So I will say, like, I do miss the group. I'm still cool with everybody from the group. Like I said, man, right now I'm just looking to do something different, something big, man, something big for everybody, really. I ain't going to just say everybody because everybody can't ride your wave, you
mm-hmm.
know. But something that dedicated people who got a mind to really, really understand, you know, what the vision is, what we're doing. Go at it like that.
So are you considering starting another group?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm actually sitting down with a couple of my, like, two of my sisters now, man, just trying to figure out what's the best direction to go in. Like, you know, I don't really want to deal with a whole bunch of DJs at first, maybe like two or three of them, but like main people who really gonna go out there with me, so we both can really go get the money and make it happen, you know. Brand reached out to me a couple of times too. He reached out to me recently, but I was telling him like, yo, let's just kind of figure out what way we might need to go about it. Yeah. I don't know about the heavy swag, because like I said, I don't know. It could come back. We could recreate the name, maybe. I don't know. You know, just put something extra on the top of it, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. You know, that's something we talking about now. I mean, you know, we are conversating about it, but like I told him, boy, we're looking to do something totally different, to be honest, man. So,
okay, so let me ask you, man. You say you've been doing this for about 10, 11 years. You've came a long way. Your success is at a crazy rate. How have you handled the hate? Because with me being in the city, I see it. How have you handled that?
Bro, you know that saying go, man, keep your enemies close, man. You know, so me personally, bro, like at this point in my life, I've gotten to a point to where I don't really give them the energy, bro. Like, I see it. I hear it a lot. You know, I really see it too. But, you know, I play that, bro. Like, it is what it is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, like, right now, man, I'm just at a point. I got to keep going. You know, I got to keep going. And either you with me or you against me. You know what I'm saying? If you're against me, that's cool too. You know, no problem.
Yeah.
Now, hey, you just got to get to the top with me because I'm going now. I'm going there. So, yeah, but I don't really deal, man. I don't know, man. I guess I got that.
It's
that
a different mindset. Yeah, you just got that different mindset now. Yeah, like, you're not even worried about it.
I can't. There's no way. Because I'm telling you, man, I can't go. You can't get no further if you continue to worry about that craziness, man.
That's true. So with you being from Greenville, born and raised, I'm from Greenville, born and raised. Do you have an idea why there is so much hate in the city?
Man, honestly, man, nah, I don't get it. Yeah. I don't really. Even being in Charlotte, seeing how they stick together. Because, you probably got people hating on the low or whatever, but for the big name people there, you know, it's kind of like, bro, if you don't know somebody, you're not playing here, bro. It's not happening. And I really wish we could get that same mindset. But what I think what happens is everybody wants the spotlight. Mm-hmm. Like, I got to be DJing this big club. Me, I'm willing to, if they ain't going to pay me what I want, I'm going to stay at the house. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if we all can get the mindset of how I got, not saying I'm the best person in the world, but to have that mindset like, bro, if you're not paying, we set a price. If they're not paying it, promoters, club owners, whoever, we not do it. I feel like, nah, man, he think he the hottest. I got to be here tonight, so I'm going to take 100. Yeah. I'm going to take 50. Nah, man, I feel like that's where the hate come in at. Like, you know, it's like, I want to be that dude. Mm-hmm. Like, coming into radio, behind you, behind JJ, there are people that's already got on before me. Mm-hmm. I just want to soak up everything I can to learn. I don't want to be like, I want to be better than this man. Mm-hmm. I just want to do my thing, and he do his thing, and we kind of meet in the middle. We all make something happen. You feel me? I think that everybody kind of like wants to be the man. Yeah. That's where that hate come in.
And that's something that I absolutely love about you, man. Like, even from day one, seeing you, and I was looking up to you coming up, but now it's crazy. It seems like tables have turned. Like, you have no problem reaching out to me and asking me a question, and I'm like, damn, this is crazy. Like, this is the guy that I was looking up to, and now he has no problem asking me a question. Like, I really respect that about you.
Bro. My daddy always told me as a kid, you can learn from a little kid. You know, you can learn from anybody. So I can't be like, oh, I'm the best. But then Montana might know this part better than me. So let me holler at him and ask him how he handled it, you know? So, I ain't got no problem. But a lot of people thought that about me. Like, dang, man, how you gonna go to the radio after this person? What you gonna do? I'm going to go there and ask them how they do it, and I'm going to learn. And
none of that matter.
Yeah, man, like, bruh, what I do hopefully can enhance the station and we all can keep eating, bruh. Like, I'm a different breed of dude, man. Until people sit down with me, they don't really know that.
Which that goes into being a team player. Like, a lot of people aren't team players. So, like you said, you're going to come in and hopefully enhance the team. People, they want to come in and take over and be the man. So that's another, you know, area where a lot of conflict happens.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of people like that, man. It's crazy. Like, I don't know. I just tell somebody yesterday. I was like, man. They was like, man, what you going to do, man? What times you going to have, man? Mm-hmm. When you going to be on? What you going to do? I'm like, bro, I don't know. I'm just trying to learn right now, man. Yeah. Like, I can't wait to that moment. And I can tell y'all, like, yeah, I'm going to be on this time right now. I don't know. Right now, I just want to learn everything I possibly can learn, man. And, you know, get better. You know, like, bro, yeah. I can't wait. What is this been for you, man? You been talking about this since you was a kid. I was like, yeah, I know, man. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
And in your own city.
Yeah, yeah. And now that the time is here, just allow me to step in, soak up as much as I can. And then when I do get that opportunity,
I'm going in with it. Bro.
Right, your girl's favorite DJ is here. We going in.
We going in, bro. No,
I already know, man.
No.
So with you living up in Charlotte for what, a couple months or a year?
I did
so?
Like 2 years. Yeah, I did two years.
It was that long?
Yeah, it was that long, man. Damn, it's crazy.
But see, the reason I thought a couple months, you know, you were still here so yeah. heavy. You kept your
it was,
here.
It was, yeah, because I felt like eventually, man, they got to let me in my city, man. Yeah. Like, I want to do it in my city. Like, I'm born and raised there, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I really don't want to do – I was doing mixes up there, but I felt like, man, I want to do it in my city. Like, I'm going to do personality. I want to be big in my city before I move anywhere else. Because if I can get in my city and do that
– man, sky's the limit.
Oh, man, what?
It's over.
Because your people going to always know who you are before you go anywhere else. So, you know, that was my thing. You know, you got hate, but I also got, like I said, the women fan base, man. They going to follow, bro.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I've learned. Like, the women, they gonna take to you first.
Oh, man.
And then, like you said, being home, you want that homegrown feel. You want your home fans to and supporters to just really attach to you. That's why I'm from Greenville, but I got my start in Spartanburg. So a lot of people think I'm from Spartanburg. No, I'm from here. Like, born and raised here.
And that's how it be, bro. Like, you go somewhere else and get on, they be like, well, he from such and such. Nah, bro, from right here. Bro, right around the corner for me. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So, yeah, definitely.
So that's why when I finally did graduate and I came back here, it was so important for me to really put my foot down and try to make an impact, because I want to be able to put on for Greenville. I want to put on for my city. Spartanburg, they showed me a lot of love. That's my second home. But Greenville, that's home. I'm coming back heavy, which is exactly what I did. So with you, like I said, being up there in Charlotte, do you feel that – because a lot of people say Greenville – it's the next Charlotte. Greenville's the next Atlanta. With you being 10 toes in Charlotte, do you see Greenville as being the next Charlotte, urban-wise?
I see Greenville, to be honest, man, if the mindsets can change, I feel like Greenville could be big as Atlanta, man. Like,
okay, do you feel the mindsets are capable of changing? Do you feel like they are going to change? Well, I'm coming with the questions.
Let's say I hope. Let's say that. I mean, because I mean, as we see your mindset, you see mine, you see other people who that's in the city's mind starting to change because they understand it. That's what it's going to take.
Mm-hmm.
But as a whole, nah, I don't see the mindset changing right now. Right now, as a whole, I feel like everybody's still for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So... people like, man, you don't got time, but people got to think we got personal lives too.
Yeah,
you know, they'd be like, man, I sent you my email. I done this for you. I'm like, bruh, okay, give me a second, man. I got family. I got kids. I got life, man. You know, so, you know, you got kids, you got life, man. You know, you got to balance all that. Mm-hmm. That's the hard part. So, Greenville, like I said, Greenville could be the next Atlanta, man. Greenville could be the next New York. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about
it is, if the mindset's changed.
That mindset. If it does, though, yeah, man. Because we got mad talent here, man. It's crazy.
A lot of talent.
Like, artist-wise, DJ-wise, we got talent, man. Being a DJ from Greenville, if you become successful, you can go play anywhere. I tell anybody that.
Yeah.
They're like, bro, you can play anywhere.
I feel like you have to actually be here to witness it, but that's real. Like, if you can play here and be on top, you can go anywhere.
You can go anywhere, bro, because, I mean, they got it easy, man. Clubs close at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the people are more receptive to the different music because everybody not from there. Everybody from, like, New York, you know, they from Cali, from wherever, just relocating.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it's starting to become that way here, but... you got to think, if you come in the club and it's full of people who, you know, let's say smoking weed, doing whatever, then it's not like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but.
They're not really open-minded to take in.
The person like, I don't know if this is going to walk right out, you know. But in Charlotte, you got the ratchet spots, but then you may have a spot where you could be grown and you could be sexy and you could be, you know, whatever you're looking for. They got spots with just reggae and it's packed.
Oh.
And it's slam packed. You got Porchy where it's just slam packed.
But the thing is, we have a lot of people here that want those type of spots. So it's crazy that we don't have them.
They said they want them, but then they might not support them. Like, I've seen people do reggae nights. Like, I seen, I think somebody was just doing a Friday night.
Yeah, I think Epic just had that.
Reggae, and nobody really showing up to that. Because in their minds, they want it, but it's Greenville. That's how they think. And you got to change that mindset. Me coming back here was a struggle for me because I was kind of like, even though I wanted to come back home, I kind of was like, if I come back home, what impact can I make this time to make it bigger?
Yeah.
You know, and I had to change my mindset. Come on, because, you know, you get like, man, back home. And but when I came back, man, like, my mindset now is different. Like, when I have conversations, people be like, E? Like,
yes, you.
Like, you clone, bro? Like, they was doing Gucci. They doing, you clone? Nah, bro. I'm just, I see that it can happen. We just got to change it, bro.
Yeah. So there's, so from this conversation right here, I'm really picking up that there's a lot more to E-Money.
There's a whole bunch more to E-Money, bro.
So do you work, do you more than just DJ, right?
Yeah. I actually work, man. I work at Verizon full-time also.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you about like me then. Yeah. I work full-time, do radio, and on my own entertainment
company.
That's
what I tell people, man. Like, it's so hard to just do, when you're just doing radio or you're just doing DJing, then, you know, it's still, you still got to balance life. So right now, you may have your family, your situations to go home and do certain things. You still have obligations to them.
Yeah.
You gotta uphold. So they're like, people think you're supposed to work 24/8. I learned from Charlamagne in his book, like, nah, bro, you gotta balance. You gotta have that time with your family too, or you'll lose your mind.
Yeah.
Like, straight up. Like, and that's something I done got better at, because coming in at 18, 19, it was hard for me to balance. I just wanted to be out every night, just wild. And now, if I ain't really working, I'm gonna come out, and I'm coming out to listen to see what's going on in the scene. Then I'm back up, man. Like, I may, you know, just let people see my face, whatever. I'm back up, man. I don't really sit in the club all night. If I'm not working, I mean, I will come support, but I just don't stay out all night because I got to balance my family too. You know,
I
still got to go and download music. You know, that's the hard part, sitting there for hours and trying to figure out. Okay.
Trying to keep up with what's coming out.
Man, I'm so behind with certain stuff, man. I tell people all the time, I'm so behind, but I'm still caught up. And like, how is that? I'm like, man, because.
I understand.
Yeah. You understand. So I'm like, I'm still looking up, you know what I mean? But hey, at this point now, this whole radio situation, man, I'm really looking forward to, you know, building a community, making it a station to where everybody liked to listen to it.
Yeah,
you know, we had stations where people felt like,
yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that, man. Definitely.
Okay, so for the people that have never been to an E-Money party, what can they expect when they pull up? I mean, you already gonna hear that sexy ass DJ E-Money, your girl's favorite DJ drop. But I mean, what can they expect from your style of play? I mean, I know we already talked about you're gonna hear a lot of different music, but.
Well, you're gonna definitely hear me just controlling the crowd. Definitely, you're gonna hear a lot of like getting crowd participation. You're gonna hear that like crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I need y'all to participate with me, definitely. But if you pull up to an E-Money party, you definitely look to have a good time. First of all, we're going into seeing read my crowd is very important to me. So just kind of like knowing. What I got in the building. So you might get some old school. So, yeah, we talked about different music, but you may get the old school. But I'm going to talk you through why I'm playing. What were you doing
hold on,
here?
Hold on. E. This takes me back to back at Upstate. We did a homecoming party together. E, you took the whole crowd, had the whole crowd doing the electric slide in the middle of the club, like 12 o'clock, like midnight.
That's one of my sentences right there, boy. Like, that electric slide, that, man. And what my, because think about it, man. You know, you go to a cookout, you go to a family reunion, now, and it's packed. They don't let you slide what you're doing. Everybody doing the whole club. So you got to give people that mind frame of, I came to hear Gucci, man. I came to hear Migos. But it's the other part of me who like old school music.
Yeah.
So, you know, at this point, man, I'm like excited to. I really want to get back into like doing like big events like that, like the college parties and stuff like that. Because like I had got away from that because they feel like, man, you ain't going to be the. Nah, I want to make your youngins like. I want to make your youngins like.
Yeah,
but
you
I'm
did just that. Like, yeah, I'm talking a crowd full of 18, 19, you know, 21, 22. The whole club was doing an electric slide singing. Then you broke it down for the ladies. Had the whole club of ladies like singing Keisha Cole. I think it was
Mary J. Blige, Keisha Cole. Hey, yeah, and my signature, man.
I was just sitting back like, damn, bro. This is like E-Money is the truth, and you talked them through it. Like you coached them up to it.
Oh yeah, you got to. If you don't do that, they're gonna be like, bro, what is he doing, bro? Like you got to tell them what you about to do because you play that, and they like, huh? But you got to let them know. I mean, I don't know. I just believe in having fun. Mm-hmm. Once you have fun in the party, man, it's nothing like it. It's nothing like having fun in the party. Even if you go home by yourself and you had a good night, you like, dang, that joint was bumping.
Yeah.
Like, bro, we had fun. It's been nice. I DJ. Like, last night, DJ, I was just like, I just kept going. It was been over like 30 minutes. I was just... I was hyped.
Yeah, just,
you know,
feeling
what I'm saying?
It.
So I don't know. I'm getting that feel back, and that's a scary thing. I tell anybody, that's a scary thing, me getting that feel back, man.
Y'all better be on the lookout, man. E-Money, it's great to have you back in the Upstate.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
great to have you a part of the Block family now.
Oh, yeah.
E, welcome to the Block team, man.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Double salute to y'all, man. Appreciate everybody at the Block for welcoming me with open arms. And hey, man, I look forward to getting doing big things, man. Double salute to you too, man. Keep doing
appreciate
your thing.
That.
You've been grinding real, real hard. I'm proud of you, man. So keep it up, bro.
Appreciate that. All right, there it is, man. Your girl's favorite DJ, DJ E-Money, now officially part of the Block family. 96.3 in Greenville, 104.5 in Spartanburg, the hottest station in Upstate.